Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have another jam-packed broadcast for you on this Monday, the 21st day of May, 2012. But I'm going to open the phones up in the first 45 minutes of this hour today ahead of guests and masses of news, because I want to get your take on Bilderberg 2012. I wanted to cover some of this yesterday, and there's since been more news reportage on it. Washington Post, Politico, you name it. They're admitting, hey, there is a group of global elitists that meet in secret. And yes, Alex Jones found out the location of it. But he's still a bad man, and it's a conspiracy theory not to like him. And here is Politico, Rubio and the Bilderberg conspiracy. Are you planning to be there? Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. Yes, it's really there. Yes, I'm going to be there covering it. And yes, we're hearing from people all over the U.S. and all over the world who are going to be there, not just protesting the minions of these people at NATO in a big police state rollout in Chicago, where they're charging people with terrorism for having beer-making equipment. No, they don't want attention on this confab. But they now know, because of protests coming, they've got to go ahead and admit it exists. And millions of people are going, wait a minute, I thought that didn't exist. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center said it didn't exist. Then it was part of fantasies. Kind of like the government doesn't stage terror attacks, doesn't ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, I tried to get into this some yesterday, but never really had time properly. I want to get into learned helplessness, cognitive dissonance, and how it ties into the Overton window, the normalcy bias, and the Stockholm syndrome. I will spend some time on that today, probably in the last 30 minutes of the show. Lennon LaRouche wants to pop in and give us an update on what's happening with the impeachment moves against Obama. And the word that we're getting from Corsi and a lot of other people is that Obama may be going out the door. In fact, I had Corsi and Tarpley on. They were agreeing with that yesterday. Also, Derek Bros is going to be joining us. They have successfully gotten the city council to say, okay, we know it's illegal. We won't have the TSA out doing random searches on highways and roads and bus stations in Houston. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. They just want the opposition to go away. They'll be back. But it shows that when we stand up, we have an effect. It's patently illegal. And then Fritz Springmeier is going to be joining us to talk about a host of issues. People have really been requesting that he be back on the show. So he'll be with us in the second hour. But today, I want to give people, first-time callers, that is, a chance to call in on any of the news. Obama's agent for 16 years, 9 months, saying he was born in Kenya. You do get your, the agents get the info from the author. The author provides that to him, and this is open and shut. What's your take on that? What's your take on every few days they're busting people with huge containers full of dead babies being sent to Satanists to be eaten? But your normalcy bias can't handle that, so I understand some of you new listeners think I'm joking. London Independent, Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with roasted babies. And, of course, that dovetails the article last week about the powdered babies, 17,000 pills with the dead babies in them. So that's all coming up. Big news on the economy front. Big news, the House has reaffirmed in the new defense bill the NDAA secret arrest and disappearance of the American people. But wait, it gets better. It gets better. They are also reporting that they're going to remove the federal law that when the Pentagon and CIA engage in deception and disinformation, oh, you mean they do that? Our loving government lies? There had been a law against doing that domestically, but they're going to get rid of that. And that's in the bill that's moving forward towards passage, to have the Army involved in lying to you. Of course, it's already going on. What do you think they do to the troops all day? But not in Kansas anymore is certainly the slogan. 800-259-9231. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. Strap yourselves in. It is a big broadcast. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen, the 21st day of May 2012, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Derek Brose is going to be popping in. They're down in Houston, and the police say, okay, it's illegal to have the TSA groping you on the streets now. We promise we won't do it again. Please don't be angry. Go back to sleep. Everything's fine. Fritz Springmeier is going to be joining us to talk about world events. And the fact that CPS, the elites, the abortuaries, as he's written in his books for more than 15 years, are supplying baby parts for satanic rituals. I have multiple mainstream articles about that today, including Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with 6 roasted babies. And he was advertising it on a black magic website, all the power you'd get when you got the babies roasted, wrapped in gold leaf. Hey, the crew went out and got breakfast tacos this morning, wrapped in aluminum foil and salsa. And the funny thing is, I've never wanted to eat baby or have it wrapped in gold leaf like I'm a very important person. Imagine wanting to feel powerful with a dead baby that died a horrible death, roasted, wrapped in gold leaf because you're a rich globalist, and feeling powerful over the life that was ruined, and then eating it so you get power. You think you're getting power. I mean, how pathetic. But Nero marrying, well, Nero burned down Rome to expand his palace and would murder children for fun, dressed up as a werewolf. That's on record. You can look that up in the mainline histories. Last time I did that, John Bowne looked it up and found, like, Daily Mail and Reuters articles about it. He would dress up as a werewolf and rip children's throats out at public dinners. Caligula would marry his horse. But see, I just never get sick of a potato, egg, and cheese breakfast taco with the excellent salsa this little place we go to has. I mean, I just never get tired of it. I just never get tired of my wife. I never get tired of a sunset. I never get tired of just wholesome laughter and fun with friends. I'm not a globalist. I'm not a trendy. Hold on. This isn't a baby wrapped in gold leaf. Because, see, I'm an extremist. That's even better than whole raw milk. Whatever you do, don't hit the red alert sound. Oh, yeah, it's now criminal. They're now arresting people going door to door in multiple states for drinking raw milk. See, raw milk and breakfast tacos are evil because they're wholesome. Now, babies wrapped in red foil, I mean, in gold foil, that is trendy and cool, well, and powerful. Uh-oh, I'm drinking rainwater here. I'm like General Jack T. Ripper. I've discovered that the system wants to go after my essence. Another Dr. Strangelove type deal. Okay, I've made my point. So we got Fritz Springmeier on the gobbling of little children that the government likes to grab. And then we've got Lyndon LaRouche popping in for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to get back into the normalcy bias, Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness, cognitive dissonance curse that this society is under right now in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. National media is now admitting Bilderberg are globalists that want world government, but those of us that were right about that are still bad because we don't want to eat babies roasted, wrapped in gold foil. We just don't get power. We're not trendy. And we've got Hawaii responds to Obama's birth records request. And we've also got a report up at Infowars.com with the amazing video and audio it's like a 10-minute video of the teacher and all this cussing going on, telling the students you're not allowed to criticize the president or you'll be arrested. And the young, eloquent student is saying, no, no, I have a right of free speech. And the teacher starts screaming, shut up, shut up, shut up. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get arrested. We would air it right now, but there's so many cuss words in it that it's going to take quite an editing job. So we might have that ready towards the middle or end of the broadcast today. So that is all coming up. I mean, it is an absolute information overload. After I take some calls, congressman seeks to lift propaganda ban as if they are following the ban. Propaganda that supposed to target foreigners could now be aimed at Americans. Really, all these pro-join the military movies everywhere, all the anti-liberty messages in TV. Oh, you don't think they're not operating? I mean, Anderson Cooper is admitted CIA. I mean, he admits he's CIA. Reversing a longstanding policy, well, it's a law. Disconcerting and dangerous, says experts, constitutional experts. And it goes on to say they strike the ban on domestic dissemination of propaganda designed to mislead foreign governments and populations. So black propaganda is what that is basically called. Yeah, I'd call it black propaganda, blowing up those World Trade Centers and saying their CIA asset Bin Laden had done it to overthrow our republic and bring in a police state. So see, they're just making formal what is already being done. I mean, they admit the CIA is working in every major local police department. It's totally illegal. And the cops get all starry-eyed on the news and go, we're working with the CIA at our threat fusion center. Like they've found a unicorn or something. Like when you're CIA, you're like this magic person who's so incredible. And really, most of them are a bunch of dirtbag criminals involved in every form of crime from child trafficking to narcotics trafficking on record. I mean, it's like, it's so pathetic. And the CIA openly, along with 15 other agencies, works in hundreds of private contractor groups for foreign banks. I mean, it's the banker occupation army saying, we're going to arrest you, we're going to set up checkpoints, we're going to disappear you, and we're going to use propaganda against you, lying about people in the media. Well, good. Discredit yourselves fully. That's good. It's kind of like Google came out and the feds ruled 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Google's ties to the NSA can remain secret. Gee, their real headquarters are at NASA and NSA bases, and they have a fleet of government aircraft. I mean, do you think I need to have the Congress tell me it's the NSA to know that? I reverse engineered the setup of it. It's not even a secret. It was set up in 1998 by the National Security Agency and the CIA. In fact, they're about to have sentencing in the case of this guy that set up a surveillance cam in his dorm to watch his roommate have gay sex, and the guy committed suicide over it, so they're about to put the guy in jail for decades. And I'm just like, okay, put him in jail for decades for violating somebody's privacy. But the issue here is the criminal government does this out in the open and says it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Oh yeah, we're breaking the law to fight Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda you fund openly and give Libya and Syria, and we've had the NSA whistleblowers risking their lives coming on, like Sebel Edmonds, where the government is openly, the so-called government on record. She's reading the NSA communiques where the CIA is commanding Bin Laden on 9/11. And FBI agents are all freaked out. You know, she said they weren't all criminals at the FBI. They were totally freaked out. Well, of course, she should be totally freaked out. You should be totally freaked out. And she went and told Congress that, and they said, you're under gag. See, they use Congress in these closed hearings to go, it's okay, sweetie pie. You can tell me what you know. All right, well, spills her guts. And they say, okay, you tell anybody, we're not just going to have you arrested. We're going to have you disappeared. You understand? You'll be renditioned. This is what they tell whistleblowers. Well, that's what they told the officers of the USS Liberty. The admiral got him on the aircraft carrier, the captain, all of them together, and said, you can tell me. I'm He took his hat off and he said, I'm just like you now. You can tell me what happened. And he put his hat back on and he said, you're not just going to go to prison if you tell anybody what happened to the USS Liberty. You are going to be killed. Is that understood? And I've since, most of them are dead. I've had the Admiral, he was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've had, had the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time on, died of a heart attack a few months after I had him on. I'm sure of natural causes, though. He's so old. I had the first mate on. I've had McGonagall, the captain on. Can't get a better captain name than that, McGonagall. It sounds like something out of a fantasy novel or something, you know, out of an old Horatio hornblower or something, or Patrick O'Brien novel. Point is that they call them all in, and I mean, I've had the judge advocate general on who saw the secret testimony, all of it, how they knew the ship was being attacked to be sunk, to be blamed on Egypt, to start a big war as a false flag, and the jets had launched, and the admirals were ordered, you turn them back, we want that ship going to the bottom, and LBJ got on the radio, because the admirals on the ships, was a whole group of aircraft carriers and ships out there, said, we're not going to follow that order. They told McNamara no, so McNamara put the president on the line. You know, the telephone hooked into the radio and said, listen, I want that ship going to the GD bottom. And I've had the officers on who heard that. And those planes turned around and landed. But by God's good graces, the most decorated ship in U.S. history didn't go to the bottom. That's who runs America, okay? The New World Order. And they'll blow up and sink ships. They'll nerve gas our own troops. They'll kidnap little kids and roast them. And you're going to sit there and take it, aren't you?
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
What's happened is our society has become a bunch of spectators. Everybody knows that. We've just turned loose at things and say, oh, the good guys will handle things. And the most vicious, ruthless scum you can imagine has gotten control of every level. So they're openly announcing, yeah, we're going to secretly disappear you. Yeah, we're going to kill you. Yeah, we're getting rid of states' rights. I saw an article over the weekend. In fact, I forgot to print it, guys. Feds criticized 14 states for refusing to disband state guards. Or feds call for disbanding of state guards. They don't even want the states to have a ragtag force of volunteers who are in the National Guard or the regular military. They're so threatened, even by the states having tiny military. Because the federal government doesn't exist. It's been taken over by foreign banks. It's that simple. Here's a headline. Mexican judge holds more generals in drug probe. Reuters. That's what should be happening here, but it should be bankers held in drug probe. They publicly launder the drug money. I had two cops behind me this morning coming to work, and they weren't tailing me or harassing me. We've got too many police. And all they're out doing is patrolling and writing tickets while real crime rages around us. I'm sick of it. And the police are so paranoid every time you run into them now. And again, they're paranoid about things that aren't a threat. Instead of realizing, you know what, I'm ranting. Let's go to your phone calls. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time website follower, been listening to the program for about the last year and a half, Prison Planet TV member. Thomas Paine, the duty of a patriot is to protect his country from its government. There's a T-shirt idea for you right there, brother. Another T-shirt idea, splattered on the front, a big picture of you with just the word Morpheus on it. That's from The Matrix, of course, you know that. Let's talk about these haters on these other networks that are talking trash on you all the time. They got their little three listeners, and then they want to pick apart you, who woke me up to the idea of synthetic terror, false flag. So, you know, all the haters out there, and then all the punks in the FBI, CIA, NSA listening, I say, how can you all commit treason on such a mass scale? Doesn't that baffle you how so many people in government at one time could commit treason on a mass scale, threaten people to be killed if they speak up about what they saw in Oklahoma City, 9/11, USS Liberty, or whatever you want to talk about?
No, I've interviewed the eyewitnesses that saw the feds by name planting the bombs. I've interviewed the admirals and people that, yes, the government of Israel tried to sink the USS Liberty and was working with Lyndon Baines Johnson as a pretext to launch a larger war. I've interviewed the witnesses, the police officers that heard the countdown to blow up Building 7, and I have the newscast where they said, get back, they're going to blow it up, and I heard them say they blew it up on the news. And I have the videos of that. I mean, it's there. We have a criminal group running things, and the only reason I'm not dead is because of your prayers and because of the fact that I'm a public figure. But they still may do something to me. But you know, that's just the way it is. But look, I appreciate your call. I don't have time to even read the entire article that was in Politico that quotes yours truly multiple times and plugs our website. I mean, I read the first two quotes and then quit reading. So if I'm not going to read, I'll be honest with you, I barely even tune in when I'm on things like Nightline. I'm told I'm in Rolling Stone magazine again. I haven't even gone out and bought a copy. So I'm so busy, I guess, with target narcosis, they call it. That's where somebody's flying in World War II, a fighter plane. I guess the Germans did have jets, but we didn't. Flying in over a train or something, strafing it, and you get so focused on the target, you fly into it. I mean, I am so focused going straight forward against the New World Order that I don't pay attention to trolls. I don't pay attention to so-called networks, because I know there are some things that do audio streams out there, you know, with a couple hundred listeners. I wish it was more, whose whole world is talking trash about me, because occasionally I've accidentally run into it. And other than entertainment value, it's painful and sad, not that I'm attacked or that everybody spends their time doing that, but that they're probably not government agents. It's purely out of jealousy and envy of what? That I work so hard? That I was working last night and I'll be working tonight at 10 o'clock? And that I'm so dedicated and that I have courage to go to Bilderberg? I have courage because I know there's no future. We're fighting for the future here if we don't beat these globalists. So don't even worry about the attacks. Ignore it. It's a sign of success.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. If you let the system know that you will not be treaded upon, then you will be a free man. There is liberty when the government fears the people. There is tyranny when the people fear the government. We are under a premeditated scientific tyranny that the globalists intend to ratchet up to the maximum point, including mega death worldwide, 80 to 90% of us exterminated. That is the public Rockefeller Foundation plan. We have new articles today with the Rockefeller Foundation stuff coming out. I mean, it is so horrific, though. Most people will just choose to go along with the program and incrementally watch their friends and family die of cancer around them. Neurological disorders, you name it. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. And because we've been here for all these years, laying out the secret arrest, the federalization plans, how staged terror would be used as a pretext to take over society, how they would have surveillance equipment and all the light posts. I said that in Police State 2000, 1999. Because we had the globalist plans, now it's all happening. There are a lot of people waking up. But just because a lot of sheeple want to go along with it, look, if 99% of people wanted to make the other 1% slaves, they couldn't do it in a republic. In a pure democracy, they could. That's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. What do you think is going to be on the dinner menu? And I know that these are basic truths everybody knows, but we've got to rediscover them and then get them out to other people. But it's over 30% are very upset and now know about the New World Order conservatively. Most of those people are hardcore now. We've got much bigger numbers than our founders had. So quit thinking that just because everybody isn't awake or a lot of people don't care, that we've got to go along with this. The globalists are scared, and they have overreached. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Daniel in Michigan. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yavo, Colonel Jones. Hello, this is Daniel. I was wondering, I'm not the type of person to show up at, like, Build a Cheese Sandwich Group or whatever,
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, bro. I don't speak German. I know a few German words, and I just don't understand you. Sorry. I appreciate your call. I just don't understand you. We don't screen calls, but I'm not going to play games with people. I'm sorry. Jesse in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I just want to call out to all the military. I'm ex-military, and with all the things that have been coming out with the internment camp documents and all of their plans and blueprints that you've very clearly laid out for us to see, anybody who's been deployed in Afghanistan and Iraq has already seen these things happen. And if they just looked at it from an objective standpoint and not from the tunnel vision that they were programmed to see it in, they would see it. And one of the things that really has me scared the most right now is the fact that when we went into Afghanistan and Iraq, the first thing that happened was the banks were shut down for those countries. There was no incremental weaning off. There was no recession or inflation. They just shut down. And all of the people suffered because of it. And the news has yet to cover anything regarding that.
Well, the people controlling our society will knowingly take two-year-olds that cry for mommy and put them on seven hardcore psychotropics, in many cases killing them. They will take troops and put them in chambers, U.S. military, and nerve gas you to death. So, of course, the sky's the limit. And everything with police, the military, business, it's peer pressure. They get you in. They say, we're patriotic. We're the good guys. It's all about conforming. It's all about doing what you're told to go up the ladder. Well, if that ladder leads into a wood chipper, you don't want to conform. You don't want to be trusting. And we do not have our government anymore. We have a spider hole. And at the bottom of it is a human wrecking system. And I totally agree with you. Now they've got MSNBC and CNBC saying, oh, Europe might collapse and have bank runs, and they're already beginning in other areas. This is all by design. I said, the euro will implode Europe. They will gobble the countries up in this order, always claiming more bailouts, more money to the banks to fix the next country that's falling. And then it will move to the United States. This is a programmed plan. And the only way it's going to stop, because they could turn the economy on right now. People have desire. They have ingenuity. People want to work hard. The social engineers, the Rockefellers and others brag. Their problem is there's too much prosperity. They want to, quote, shut down the economy, or the economy's overheating. You always hear that. They want to keep you in debt. So anytime the system wanted to, they could turn things back on. But they don't want to, because they want to consolidate to have full control. It's about control. And the only way to turn this around is to identify the globalist. Because if they know they're going to get the blame, and not Sarkozy or not Merkel or not Obama, not the puppets, they will be forced to back off. That's why I'm going to protest the actual rulers of the globe at Bilderberg, and everybody needs to be there. Why do you think they lock down cities and have martial law? Even the London Guardian calls it martial law in Chicago. For just some NATO people meeting, when there's no reason to lock down half the city, they could just lock down a few blocks. It's an exercise of power. Why don't they do that for Bilderberg? Why are the police so nice at every Bilderberg event I've been to once you get past flying into the country? Because they don't want an incident. This year is going to be different, though, my friend, because there's so much attention. The alternative media is powerful enough now that now they're having to admit it exists, because they're going to probably have the big numbers of police out there, which is fine, because this is going to end up generating massive attention. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I actually work for the company that's hosting the Palm Tree Conference in Chantilly.
I think it was Lockheed Martin. I think it was Lockheed Martin last time that used as the front. Is it Lockheed Martin?
No, I mean I'm with the hotel chain.
Oh, you're with the hotel chain.
Yes, and I mean I know that that place is completely booked, despite what they told you on the phone the first time. Anyway, I mean there's nothing getting into that place, even as an associate of the hotel.
Oh yeah, but I mean listen, that was the person who was just ignorant when they put me into booking. They said, oh, there's rooms available. Oh, I'm sorry, it's all blocked off because it's all shut down. But then the individual person with the code word has to file themselves in, which has now been done. No, it is there. It is there. So tell us, as somebody that works for Marriott, what your info is.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that the company very much pressures its staff on discretion and not, you know, revealing personal information or anything going on, never talking to anybody on the outside. I mean, there's a lot of, they're a huge credit card fraud target, so they have to, you know, abide by all these very strict guidelines. But it seems like it feeds, I was just going through a course that talked about, you know, monitoring people and reporting people that spend more than $10,000 or even $1,000 in a certain respect, and how they didn't even have to tell the customer that they were being basically reported on.
Now, when you go to get a hotel room or you go to get a rent car, it's like entering East Germany in 1972. They are interrogating you. They are asking you questions. And this is the new society. Listen, I went to Academy last night, even shot video of it, and I went to get a kayak with my son because he wants a kayak so we can put it in the back of the truck and go places. And they bring out this giant form of who I am and numbers and driver's license and name. And I'd already bought it. And it was like an airport security. Two managers came over. They were going, hello, Mr. Jones. And they knew who I was. And for those that don't live in Texas, that's a sporting goods chain. And I said, well, I'm not going to do this. And they said, why not? And they were acting all suspicious. And I said, go get your manager. And I said, I can return this right now. And they said, well, the police just want to know. And we have to register. It's a little bitty kayak, you know, one-person kayak. I mean, this is America. We are prisoners, folks. This country is a giant prison run by crooks. And they've got everybody at every level under cybersecurity. If it gets passed, anyone in IT with 100 or more customers has to go through federal courses and be this new agent and waive all their rights and agree to put spy hubs into all their equipment. I mean, this is beyond 1984, and people have no idea. So, yeah, everybody's a secret agent. I mean, you walk up at midnight in San Francisco at the airport, and you're totally tired, and you just want to drive and get to sleep because you got to be at a shoot with History Channel 60 miles away, you know, at 9 a.m., and it's midnight. There's a line of people with their kids and stuff. The plane's delayed. This young, attractive blonde is just getting off like she's secret agent, stamping her feet and shaking her hair and going and just asking question after question after question after question and off a list. And I go up to her and I go, look, I know this is about Homeland Security. I'm not going to answer your questions. You can see right there History Channel's paying for this car. And she got me back, by the way. She goes, well, I still need your credit card. She didn't run theirs and ran mine and laughed about it. And she said, oh, and I know where you really live and all this stuff. She knew I just moved. I mean, she was laughing at me. And I said, listen, your future is going to be destroyed by this, too. I mean, she's injected with cancer viruses. She's the type to take the Gardasil shot. She's drinking sodium fluoride. You better believe it. She'll be dead by the time she's 40 of breast cancer, probably. But she's probably 20 years old. She didn't care. It was fun to fantasize that she was Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible. And, I mean, it's like, look, lady, I'm not the spy. The people that you work for are the spies, okay? Little girl, you got it through your walnut brain? I'm not answering your stinking questions. I'm sorry. Anything else?
My wife and I just had twin boys last week, and just talking about, you know, being knowledgeable about medication and stuff. And I was sitting there asking them questions and making sure they clearly understood. You have to come to me for anything you're going to inject in my son's bodies. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Even though on record they do it at the schools and the hospitals without asking you criminally.
Well, and they looked at me like I'm crazy because I didn't want them to arbitrarily inject my children with hepatitis.
No. They just act like that, though. I mean, the point is, at the hospital, they acted crazy every time. And then later, the nurses go, oh, none of us do it. And about half the people are saying, no, we're just told to act like that. It's all psych warfare. It's all black ops, man. I mean, you understand? And we all just play along with the role. Well, I'm not playing along anymore. I was making a scene in that academy. I was like, oh, it's weird that I'm speaking out. You know, oh, yeah, an Alcatraz, you can't buy a boat. I mean, I'm talking a little bitty plastic, tiny kayak. And some of the guys even knew who I was, but they were still looking at me and kind of acting weird like they were cops or something. This country's a joke, man. And I love America, but we got to admit what pathetic losers we are. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave. What a joke. I saw so many cop cars driving in this morning. I mean, this country is gone, okay? I appreciate your call. You're like, you ought to feel good seeing police. Oh, like when I'm in Mexico or Guatemala? No, you don't feel good. You know, and again, the average police officer may not be bad, but they're directed. I mean, you know, a cop pulls you over and the questions start. Or anywhere you see them, they're looking at you. They're assessing it. It's just like, man, you think you're smart because you're with the government. They're like little kids playing that they're superheroes or something. And it's just like, don't you get it? I happen to be behind the curtain. I've seen it all. I've taken the red pill, and I can't play patty cake with you anymore. I was talking to Dave Mustaine's wife about the last time they flew out and how they groped their 14-year-old daughter and all this. And when they opted out, they stuck him over in an area and made him wait. You know, 10, 15 minutes, it came over and started laughing at him going, still opting out? Still opting out? Because I was driving him to the airport this weekend, and I was telling the story of my crew when they flew out, when it looks like the military was involved, murdered that guy because he has chickens in his backyard up in Georgia, the chicken man. And I was telling the story about, yeah, my guys opted out of the naked body scanner, so they left him there for like 35 minutes, kept coming over and saying, oh, you opt out. Pam was halfway listening. She went, oh, I told you that story? Yeah, that's what they did. And I went, oh, no, they did that to you? She hadn't. So the standard thing is a little psyop joke with a citizen that doesn't want to go on an illegal naked body scanner that isn't even certified and on record gives you cancer, and they save your naked image, and they grope you on top of it. That was always the plan. It's about getting in your space. And they sit there and come over and laugh at my crew. And go, you still opting out? Might miss your flight. You still out? Just making them sit there for a total of 40 minutes. They almost missed their flight. I mean, this is scum. Imagine the scum that they've hired who are running this administrative tyranny. And all over the country now, when you opt out, they try to make you miss your flight. So get there an hour early, and you take up their time. And you just sit there and speak out about, in fact, you should bring, like, New York Times, Associated Press, all the major scientific firms, John Hopkins, you name it, because they tell those idiots that work there that, oh, John Hopkins says the radiation's safe. So what you do is you go, really? And you just pull out of your back pocket, I have the Associated Press that it actually massive cancer increases, cancer clusters at Boston Logan, where they first put the scanners in 8 years ago. And believe me, you run your reverse psyop, but with the truth. They got lies, intimidation. You just take off the cloak and reveal the light, and they'll just like absolutely fall to their knees. And just, oh, believe me, you'll suddenly be right through real fast. Oh, whoa, let's get you right through here. You're not going to let us just win and sit on you and dominate you and run you through a breaking process. You know, I was watching a Steve McQueen movie this weekend running on the treadmill called Papillon. And it's a composite based on a lot of true things that happened on Devil's Island, where they said you stole a loaf of bread, you know, 30 years hard labor in the swamps with malaria. And, you know, they talk about we're here to break you. And everything that's going on in that, based on what really went on at Devil's Island, is breaking people. That's what this is. There's conscious psychological warfare chiefs who come up with a system to break America and to phase in total tyranny. And they plan on a civil war. They do plan on trying to ban guns, certain types, making examples, killing people, scaring folks. And most good old boys are going to line up and turn them in. I'm doing everything I can now to try to reverse this now. You see, the gun culture is awake to a certain extent, but the gun shows, the gun dealers, they won't talk about the Second Amendment. That's why I've launched a Second Amendment show, and I want to get your feedback on it, that's going to be political with the Steiner brothers, my high school friends. They're big ranch owners and landowners here in town, great patriots. One of them's a former champion rodeo, world champion, and the other guy's been a top country music guy, but that's a side issue. The point is, we all love guns, so we're starting to do this, and that video's at the bottom of Infowars.com. Headlines, incredible explosions and fiery tracers. Tell me what you think about it right there. There's also an article posted on Infowars.com titled Video, New Alex Jones Gun Show. Tell us what you think. I want to get your suggestions and stuff right there, because we need to get in there and energize the gun culture and wake them up to the New World Order, and then it's over. It's checkmate. We've got the globalists in check, so they're accelerating a counterattack. This segment, the next, ahead of Fritz Springmeier, we get a quick update from Derek Bros. It made national news a few weeks ago when the TSA, as they do in many other cities, began running checkpoints and searching people on the streets and at bus stations and bus stops, searching bags, violating the Fourth Amendment. And the cops were like, well, the feds are here. So they wave a magic wand. There's no rights. We're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda, the people that publicly work for TSA and the globalist. So we're going to be going over that. And Derek Bros is founding member of Houston Free Thinkers and partner with We Are Change Houston. And we really appreciate him coming on the show, popping in with a quick update. Because I've seen the videos online from city council and what's happening. They're now backtracking. And it's been pointed out that what they did is illegal. But I think some of the victims need to sue the city to make sure this doesn't happen anymore. Because the creeping death of the bankers that poses the federal government is marching on. So break down what happened in Houston and now the aftermath of the feds groping people.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, so back in April, we had a member of the group, Philip Levine. He happened to be at the right bus stop at the right time, and he witnessed a press conference being held by Sheila Jackson Lee, a representative from out here, representatives from the TSA, the Harris County Police, Houston Police Department, Metro Police, and, of course, the DHS, holding a press conference announcing the beginning of a national pilot program called Bus Safe, which is a counterterror program, and Houston was the first city they were going to do it on. And it included TSA getting on buses, asking people where they're going, checking their IDs. And the original press release said that there was going to be random bag searches, dogs on the buses, as well as undercover officers riding the buses. We got pictures of this as well. We have pictures of TSA inspectors questioning people. And after it happened, we put out an article, put the information out, and almost immediately, lawyers from Houston also jumped on the case. And in Metro, said they made a mistake and that there were no random bag searches. That was a mistake in the press release. Although we do believe that to be false.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's all psyop. I mean, no, they can burn down a church at Waco and say they're not assaulting it because you're the enemy. It's all about deception against their enemy. By way of deception, the New World Order dominates this country. But continuing, again, they lie and always say you're the first city. They've been doing it in Boston, New York, Dallas, San Francisco. They're preparing a nationwide rollout.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we wanted to stand up against this and try to put a stop to it as they rolled it out. So we put that article out. Mark Bennett, a local lawyer out here, he started attacking Metro Police Chief through his blog and calling him out for the lies. And so everybody planned to go to the Metro board meeting, and we did that. Members of the Houston Freethinkers, We Are Change, the Harris County Criminal Lawyers Association, we pretty much took over that board meeting during the public speaking time. And at the beginning of the meeting, one of the board members said basically he had no idea this was going on. So the people that are the head of Metro out here don't even know what's happening in their own company.
No, it's the bureaucracy. And again, an inspector in take the New York system is like one of the highest levels of police officer and is actually over police in many cases, controlling them as kind of an internal affairs. To call these TSA people inspectors when they're not even peace officers, it's all a giant criminal fraud. It's a federalization takeover under the guise of the terror they staged.
Yes, definitely. That's what we were there to tell them. I chose to speak as well as other members of the group, and we told them that this they're creating an atmosphere of fear, that this is all about paranoia, getting everybody to be suspecting of terrorists and this and that. So we took over the meeting that day, and they said because of that, they would set up a special committee meeting where we could talk specifically just about the TSA issue. And the local news covered the story. We got some more coverage because of that. And that was a few weeks back, and just...
Stay there. Come back, because now they're saying they're going to back off. But at least for now, what you've done is the model for the rest of the country.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Derek Brose is our guest, and he'll give you his website before he leaves us here in about 5 minutes. You can go there and see some of the videos of these metro meetings. They're fighting the TSA takeover. You think you're just not going to fly? They're coming to your town, your area. They say they're going to end up being in rural areas soon. And they're the local political officers, and they admit their new mission is libertarians and conservatives. You are terrorists. Meanwhile, the federal government publicly funds and runs Al-Qaeda now. Not even hidden. That's how dumb they think you are. So, Derek, where are we now with this? Because from what I was reading, they claim they're going to back off on this. But from my experience, they'll do that till resistance dissipates, or they'll stage a little firecracker bomb or something to sell everybody that you've got to have TSA on the streets of Houston grabbing your genitals.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're worried about, Alex. But definitely we're not going to give up the resistance to it. The last action that happened was the special committee meeting this past week dealing specifically with the TSA and Metro. So, again, we went up there. More of the lawyers showed up to ask questions. We were allowed to speak directly to the chief of Metro Police and to the board that was there and ask questions. And a lot of interesting things came up. For one, the press release was updated, and it said that although they said there was bag searches, none of them were done. The chief of police decided not to go forth with it. So one of the questions we had for them was who was leading this, if they approached TSA or if the TSA and DHS approached them. And they also seemed to believe that they can work with the TSA and the TSA will listen to them. They promised that there would be no Metro bag searches, and we told them, but that doesn't mean the TSA won't do it, because obviously the TSA does whatever it wants. It doesn't listen to Congress. They don't listen to Department of Homeland
Security. No, they're a bunch of crooks on power trips that want to molest our children and who work for people that staged the 9/11 attacks. They're terrorists. They are the terrorist takeover army. And again, America, bag searches at bus terminals and at little bus stops on the side of the road and highway checkpoints TSA is running. That's a lie when Sheila Jackson Lee said it was the first city to be done in. It's being done everywhere. What a lying pig.
Yeah, we're not very fond of her. She's definitely behind pushing the TSA and their agenda. Another interesting thing that came up is they said that Metro was asking people for their IDs and for their bus cards to check to see if they were sharing cards, which I didn't know was illegal, and the cards don't even have your name on it, so that was a lie as well.
No, see, that's terrorism right there. The terrorism is sucking money out of us. They're the ones terrorizing us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's 100% true, and they said that the TSA was not asking anybody questions, but we have pictures that prove otherwise, that those are all available on HoustonFreethinkers.com, our article about it. People can check that out. And we asked the chief, though, what would make one of the officers choose to ask somebody questions? What would make them suspicious? And when the chief was listing off suspicious behavior, one of the things he said was that if somebody was throwing away trash that looked suspicious, the officer might come ask them questions. And so now throwing away trash is suspicious behavior, according to the Metro Police.
Look, once you put up with this, it's going to be checkpoints and body scanners. They already put body scanners in at bus terminals in areas of Florida. It's a takeover. It's checkpoints on the highways. They're buying armored pillboxes and hundreds of millions of hollow point ammo. They're coming after us. The bankers are coming after us. This is a foreign army. This is their beachhead.
Yeah, with the final action of it, Alex, was after discussing this with them for a while, the lawyers that were there also told them that if they chose to go forth with this, they would be facing lawsuits, that the lawyers were confident they could win based on them violating people's constitutional rights. So there was a lot of talk of the Constitution, and we were able to get a statement from the Metro Police Department and from Metro themselves that they would not invite the TSA back. They did say that the TSA wouldn't be back unless there was a nationally significant event like the Super Bowl or something, or maybe a false flag. And another interesting part of that is, you know, the same day we were having this meeting, on another bus in the city, somebody held another bus passenger hostage with a gun, and the HPD had to shoot them on the bus. So who knows if that'll be used for justification to bring the TSA back.
Probably staged. Listen, God bless you. We're going to do a full interview with you on the Nightly News tomorrow night in depth. Great job, Houston Freethinkers.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Be taking your phone calls this hour on whatever issue you want to raise or bring up. We are also going to be talking to Lyndon LaRouche about his intel on what's happening with Obama and the whole birth certificate situation, and his publicist for 16 plus years saying he was born in Kenya because Obama had given her that info. That's where your publicist gets that. And all the different police state measures that are being brought forward. With Lyndon LaRouche coming up for 30 minutes, then an update from the NATO summit, the police state slave training summit that's going on up in the mafia kingdom of Chicago. That is coming up also in the next hour. You know, I saw this article yesterday in the London Independent. Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with six roasted human fetuses. A British man in Bangkok has been arrested after Thai police found six roasted human fetuses packed in his luggage. Chow Hawk Kwon, who's 28, of the Taiwanese origin, was held by police after the grisly discovery was made in the Bangkok Chinatown district yesterday. Reports say that six fetuses had been covered in gold leaf after being roasted as part of a black magic ritual. It's not clear where the bodies came from, but Chow Hawk Kwon is believed to have attempted to smuggle them into Taiwan. The bodies were reportedly found in a different hotel from the one he was staying at, but were in his luggage. And it goes on to say it was being advertised on a black magic website. Now, here's another one. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. And, of course, you know, last year it came out, and then again this year, in federal court, shareholders wanted to block PepsiCo from using fetus cells as flavoring. And I heard this like a year ago, though this can't be true. And then sure enough, it was. And the Obama, different federal departments that were involved went and argued to the courts, no, the company doesn't have to do what shareholders say. So you should understand that. And there's a reason they're wanting to put baby parts in the food. It's not that I believe in this. The Illuminati believes they're corrupting you when they do this. And they believe that if they can get you to take part in something bad, even unknowingly, that it gives them power. And that's why they want to kill babies and roast them. That's actually, if you can buy copies of 500-year-old black magic books. We've actually purchased them to research them in my research of the occult. And it describes how you burn the child and supposed to really burn them down to ashes, but I guess people like to eat them partially roasted and all the other things they do. And this is all done in a quest for power. And people are like, oh, well, big deal. You know, let the major cosmetic makers have baby parts in them, and let collagen for women's lips, a lot of it come from melted down babies, and let people eat mainly women because they think it makes them pretty. Baby, it's like mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? It's the old thing of one of Vlad the Impaler's progeny. She would bathe in blood of children. They'd chop their head off and then have the blood shoot in while she was in a bath of water. She thought it made her skin pretty. And that's pretty much the norm. The Druids, the Aztecs, every culture likes to roast and kill kids. That's why in the Bible it says, give not your children to the fires of Moloch. All those surrounding areas in Tyre, in the Middle East, they would They would bring the babies up and throw them onto an oven, kind of like a big oven top that you would cook eggs on at a restaurant, a big brass or metal flat top that would be on top arms of a deity. It would be holding the stovetop in its hands, and then you would just grill the babies on there. And people would bring them up. Most cultures said firstborn must be roasted. Roasting of babies is a human pastime. It's every culture likes to roast babies. That is every culture that gets this psychopath guild in control. It's like a tropism, like the way a seed gets water on it and heat from the sun. It germinates, it opens, it comes to the surface, it turns towards the light. Every society, every culture ends up manifesting an elite that want to cut the hearts out of children or burn them. And that's where you get bonfires. Bonfire comes from bonfire. That's in the mainline encyclopedia. And all over Europe, they dig up huge areas just with all these bones of children for the public roasting. But it's also a delicious meat. Again, all this is going on. This is the people that run things. And in fact, guys, will you bring me a copy of Bloodlines of the Illuminati? I forgot and don't. It's back in print. We're the folks that have it at Infowars.com, and your purchase also supports the show. But that's why I wanted to get Fritz Springmeier on about other issues he wanted to cover, about how they're turning the medical system into a tyranny. But because of all this coming up in the news, I thought we'd bring that up. But Bloodlines of the Illuminati goes over this. It was the first book I read more than 15 years ago, around 15 years ago, that said Prince Charles is direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler and thinks he's a vampire and goes around doing all this. And then now it's all over the news. Prince Charles loves Vlad, says he's a direct bloodline, owns a castle in Transylvania, and spends a lot of his time running around the woods at night because he thinks he's Vlad the Impaler. And then it turns out they are not even a German bloodline, but a Transylvanian bloodline. And then that itself goes back into antiquity. But here it is, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. It was out of print. We had it reprinted for Fritz, and it's available at Infowars.com, I should add. And it's just full of stuff that's over the top. I read this 15 years ago and didn't believe a lot of it. And then over the time, I kept running into pieces of the book in mainstream news. Last year, the Daily Mail reported on the royals eating body parts, and they've still got Groom of the Stool and all this. So, see, they're predators. They see you as an animal. You're their favorite dish. The more pain to children, the better. And they've turned the murder of children into a procedure. They grab your two-year-old, the two-year-old cries. They give it drugs, Prozac, Ritalin, other things until the child goes into convulsions. Then they put them on antipsychotics. Then the child dies. That's a good kill. That's a good kill. So that counts. And I remember Fritz talking about these abortuaries are really doing sacrifices a decade ago. And then now it came out in the news. People are getting arrested for saving the babies, eating them, doing rituals with them. They'll keep the kid alive in a partial birth, put it to the side and sacrifice it a few days later. You know, they'll take care of it it's a big business because they think they're getting power. They really just like to hurt innocent children. You want to take care of them and love them and build them up. They want to torture them something fierce while they scream and cry. But better than a newborn baby, the crying isn't enough. They like a three-year-old or a four-year-old who can really beg for mommy. Just like the police torturing Kelly Thomas to death, begging for daddy. That's their song. That tears your heart out. That, to a Satanist, is like ambrosia. That is the ether in which they swim. The pain of the innocents. Okay? And again, people can't handle this because of their normalcy bias, their cognitive dissonance, the mass Stockholm syndrome that we're under, the learned helplessness. But I'm here to break that. Fritz Springmeier, thank you for coming on. Shifting gears here with you today. Again, tell us about why the elite love to hurt children so much. And why, from your research, every culture who gets these elites in power starts mass public murder of children. What is it about murdering children, ordering the firstborn to be killed, as ancient cultures all basically did? What is it about this?
The child is innocent, so that makes the sacrifice even more powerful. You're taking what's pure and sacrificing it. It's the supreme sacrifice. And also, it's just the concept of taking something beautiful and dirtying it. Some people, you know, if they're walking along the beach and they see a sandcastle, they have the irresistible urge to go over and kick.
Okay, your Skype cut out for a minute. Your Skype cut out. They have an irresistible urge to do what?
Irresistible urge to dirty what's beautiful. You know, if someone's, sometimes you may have noticed somebody walking along the beach and there's a sandcastle there and they can't resist walking over and kicking it. It's the concept of taking something pure and innocent and spoiling it. And we see this around us. We see so much on this beautiful planet that's being spoiled, and it's all part of a same mindset.
Well, that's why now even HBO has 5- and 4-year-old girls doing sexual acts on TV with giant objects, but they say that's okay, and that we're just square because we don't like it.
Yeah, it's to pervert, it's to destroy, it's to ruin what's nice and clean and pure. I remember on the microcosm meeting a man who he had met a nun, and because this nun was pure and clean, he had this irresistible urge to spoil her, and he only seduced her just so that he could spoil her. And then once he had ruined her, he threw her away. This is the type of mindset we're dealing on the macrocosm.
See, I have an irresistible urge, like turning the light on at midnight and finding a big cockroach on the floor to bash these people's brains out.
And the extension of this is if they will do it to innocent little children, what are they going to do to you and I? What kind of poisons are they sticking in us? And what is going on in our lives that show this callous?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, why are they putting fetus parts flavoring in Pepsi, the secret sauce? Why do they want to put fluoride in the water? Why exactly? Spiritually, because it's more than that. Exactly. Their religion is hurting us and our beautiful minds. These people are the ultimate trash. They are the ultimate trash. And we will defeat them.
We've got it. The transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was talking to one of our nightly news reporters and anchors, Darren McBreen. By the way, folks, we've gone through the 600, 700 videos that came in for the reporter contest. I'm trying to watch them when I'm on the road driving to Bilderberg. I'm going to try to watch hundreds of them. Get it down to the top 10 or so, and then we're going to put the top 10 out and let you guys vote on them. That won't be binding, but just to give us an idea of what you think for the reporter contest. But McBreen was talking about having to go to Walmart to get something that wasn't anywhere else, and he went through the children's aisles, going someplace in there, and it was all little dolls with tiny mini skirts and dressed like hookers. And they've had Nickelodeon brass a few years ago come out and say, we're now going to target the preteens with sexual stuff. And again, it's meant to wreck your children. My children are so innocent compared to other children their age, but they know about science and literature and mathematics and things that are good in the world, but they don't know about, demon conjuring video games and stuff. And so people that actually at a young age learn about the world, it actually stunts them. And that's what the system's looking for, is basically ruining people before they develop discernment. Comments on that, Fritz Springmeier?
You're 100% correct. You're very eloquent today in describing all of this. And I've noticed it too, what you're saying, how we have this targeting of the children in sex and violence. And
with Prozac, and everything else. I mean, but what about the dungeon keeper stuff where they admit the CPS grabs children and then drugs them till they basically die?
Yeah, and a whole generation is being given Ritalin and things like this, so that they're, you know, I've met people that became drug addicts because they were given Ritalin in school.
Oh, they admit that. Yeah, and that's the plan.
Yeah. And it's it's over the top.
Now you wanted to get into medical stuff. Why do they want to adulterate our bodies?
Well, one thing, it's how you control people. As long as people are sick and having problems thinking straight, why they're easier to control. And also, besides being able to control them by making sure that we're all constantly getting sick, we become dependent upon their medical system. Their medical system extracts large amounts of money from us, and you'll notice that surgery and drugs are their medical methodologies of choice, because that's what they make money off of. Something that they can't make money off of and make us dependent on them, like these alternative medical methods that would actually heal us and be inexpensive and something that we could use and control ourselves, they suppress. So we see that the American Medical Association and some of these other organizations that the general population think are there to protect them are actually working more as a mafia, you know, like the FDA. And you had Dr. Whitaker on your show before, and a lot of these people that are coming up with good alternatives, things that will actually help us, are being ran out of town. They're being put in jail. They're having their careers ruined.
Well, Fritz, notice that when we made the American Medical Association admit fluoride shouldn't be used in children six or younger because it causes fluorosis, not to mention cancer, suddenly it was all over the shelves in more toothpaste, in bottled water, fluoride for kids. But it's just like all the sugar gum now. All of it at the store. I mean, there could be 100 brands has aspartame in it. And I see these little kids buying it, knowing it's an excitotoxin and very deadly, basically wood alcohol. And the kids all look unhealthy that are getting it, by the way. And I've gotten where I just say, hey, you know, that's got aspartame in it. That's going to hurt your child. And sometimes the parents get mad at me, but I don't care. I'm just going to make scenes everywhere, Fritz. I'm done. That's what everybody needs to do. Make scenes everywhere. Break the silence. Break the normalcy bias. Warn people, stay there. I want to come back and look at this because it's more than just that. They're obsessed with defiling our temple. They believe that if they can do that, they can control us. And they're control freaks. They love the fact that they know that they're poisoning us through the food, the water, the air. It's a big joke to them. I want to ask you, where is it all leading? Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines, The Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, about to go back to Fritz Springmeier and just take some of your phone calls. By the way, I'm really into books that are out of print, that are seminal, and Bloodlines and Illuminati was out of print, and so we got 5,000 of them printed, and those are almost been sold out. We're about to reprint. I found out the one lone little publisher, and he's got, well, I'm not going to get into the personal stuff. This book is basically going out of print, could be going out of print. It's very hard to get. It's very expensive. It sells for as much as $200 on some of the websites out there. Well, we're selling it for right above what we bought it for. So we're selling it at a price to get these out to everybody. Unabridged, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Carol Quigley. And it goes on, a definitive work of the world's power structure. This book, only a few thousand got printed. The elite had the plates destroyed. We've got news clips of Quigley complaining the book got out. It was only meant for the elite. To understand the minds that are shaping the world, read the book that shapes their minds. And it's got Bill Clinton quoted here. Here's Carol Quigley. The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. Carol Quigley. And I have articles here where they can't even come out with the movie Red Dawn, the remake, because it had communist Chinese invading America with Latin Americans. So they had to spend something like $1 million, I was reading, to re-edit it as North Koreans. And still it may not come out because China's putting pressure. And I have USA Today with the Chinese government saying, we want to influence the American people. We've just bought the biggest theater chain in the United States, and we want to buy up the media to influence the people. They don't even, but I mean, so what? Let the communist Chinese run the media. It's already foreign banks that run our media. I mean, this is so off the charts, but Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Carol Quigley, is available at Infowars.com. Your purchase also supports the broadcast. You get a free citizen rule book with it and bumper stickers. But look, I mean, they're in nice plastic. When you get it shrink-wrapped, heavy-duty shrink-wrap, I mean, this is a nice, nice, nice book. And it is, I've been going from memory saying 1,000 pages. It's 1,300 pages long, and it's got maps in it and stuff. It's over 1,300 pages, 1,348 pages. And I don't expect you to read the whole thing, but it's important to have this. Because this was given to State Department and CIA people who couldn't understand we're funding communist and fascist. How does this work? Well, it works by full spectrum dominance. The bankers fund all the major sides as long as they call for big government. That's like Mitt Romney, Barack Obama. Tragedy and Hope, available with Bloodlines, the Illuminati. These two books together, in fact, I ought to combo them. I'm going to go tell them to combo them and discount them both even more if you get both together at Infowars.com. Okay, I've been ranting here, Fritz. Continuing, why do they want to adulterate the body? What are ways they're doing this? And in the news today, what are some of the main things you're looking at? And again, where does the Illuminati want to take us?
Okay. As you were saying earlier before we took our break, that you were going to ask where some of this was leading. And I would call people's attention to the fact that the United States is the world's reserve currency, and China would like to dethrone the United States as the world's reserve currency. If it was just China, I might not be so concerned, but I know that the Illuminati, the top financiers in the world, the powers that be financially, want to destroy the U.S. dollar. And so they want to dethrone the United States' dollar from being the world's reserve currency. What does that mean for us? What it means is throughout our lifetime, we've had all of these people saying that the U.S. economy is out of control, you know, our government's overspending, and that this house of cards is going to collapse, but it never collapses. And we haven't become a third world country like Brazil or Argentina. Our economy hasn't collapsed like Argentina. Why not? Because other countries come to our rescue and buy our debt because we're the world's reserve currency. But there's a move now to take that away from us. once we're dethroned as the world's reserve currency, then there's nothing to really stabilize the dollar from hyperinflation. Once we're into hyperinflation, we're into serious problems. And this is where having poor health comes into play, because people that do not get adequate nutrition are now ripe for something like an epidemic, influenza, or some other epidemic. And you can historically go back and see when there were famines, the elite would follow that famine with an epidemic. And then you would have major population decreases.
And by the way, we have ignorant people listening. It might be new listeners. Even the Huns and others would catapult rotten plague bodies over walls they were sieging. They knew about plague thousands of years ago and how to use it. It's in British Army manuals from 300 years ago, you know, how to lance pox boils and put it on blankets and give it to Indians you want to kill. So you're absolutely right about that.
So, you know, the bottom line is population control and genocide. The useless eaters, as certain people view them, will be decreased in numbers. On the flip side, those of us who believe in a wonderful creator, he said that according in his word, he said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So what I'm calling people's attention to is everything we need for godliness, everything we need for health and life has been provided. We need to identify those things and see how those things are being taken away from us. For instance, they started irradiating the meat and taking away essential amino acids.
And spraying viruses on the meat. They spray special viruses on the meat. Folks, I'm not joking.
Right. And then you've got your genetic modification of things. This all works together because you have beef and grain monopolies. You have these bloodlines having food cartels. These cartels have gone way back for, you know, families like Cargill, Bundy, Bunge, McMillian, Andre, Agnelli, Nestle, Reconti. These families go way back hundreds of years. And so the food supply being controlled plays a role in the next stage, which is the medical system being controlled. All working together.
Well, think how cold-blooded it is. They know there's a backlash against fluoridation. So now it's everywhere. Fluoride your kids. I was in CVS yesterday, and they had loudspeakers going saying, get your church or your work discounts with the flu shot. Flu ads everywhere. Fluoride for babies everywhere. They know devastates their brain. Aspartame gum. I mean, this is so cold-blooded. They just want to hurt people.
Yes, and if you don't follow the program, then they have ways to come and monitor that. And for instance, when I was teaching school, when I was Amish, the county discovered this parochial school, and this lady, a county official, came in and she said, I want you to provide me the names of all the parents who are not getting all of the shots for their children. Well, I had some parents that, due to their conscience, would not allow their children to have all of these shots. And so I couldn't, in good conscience, provide her. I was not going to be the enforcer for the system. And I did not give her the names of those families.
I went to buy a kayak yesterday, and they have at Academy, and they want you to fill out all this stuff about you and your all this data. And I said no, and they said, well, the police like to have it. I mean, this country, you can't even buy a little boat now because you might be a terrorist. I mean, it's so ridiculous, Fritz. But then it's admitted that Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government in the news. I mean, it's just all hiding in plain view. How much crazier? What do you expect from your research is about to happen with all the world meltdowns and world government being announced and the media admitting Bilderberg runs things? And I mean, with all this craziness, what's going to happen next?
Well, the biggest thing that's facing us here in America is the destruction of our money. And when our dollar is worthless, that's going to have so many wide-ranging ramifications, including riots. That's why you see a lot of things being done to prepare for riots. Our whole lives are going to be turned upside down. And because of that, people need to start listening to the kind of things that you're telling them, you know. They need to start taking, they need to be responsible for their own health. Don't depend upon the medical system, which is really not there to help you anyway. It's there to make money for the people that control it. They need to start identifying those things out there, the products out there that will give them health. There's been a lot of research, you know, clear back in the 70s when I visited Mexico, in Tijuana, there was like 15 different cures being practiced in Tijuana to help people with cancer.
Well, I know there are treatments that work better statistically than the chemotherapy and burning things, and one man's cure is another man's disease, but there's certainly a lot of suppressed healthcare things. I mean, look at this out of Orlando. Look at this article right here. Deputies, man says he shot deer from roadway to feed family. And that happened during the Great Depression. I mean, there's deer like roaches in Florida, Texas, all over. Just let them get run over. Let them starve to death. A Collier County man accused of shooting two deer says he needed to feed his family. Jail records show 41-year-old Wilford Castillo was arrested Friday on charges of unlawful taking a doe deer, discharging a firearm from a public roadway, and felony trespassing by projectile. His court date is June 11th. And again, I'm not saying it's good that he was shooting deer off a roadway, but meanwhile, all these mass crimes are being committed. Corzine's stealing billions. Obama's giving billions to energy companies, knowing it's a fraud. All that's fine, though. I mean, we're entering this phase that tyrants like to set up where they just get everybody to go, okay, they're tyrants, but that's just, you know, they're the boss. And everybody's like a spectator. I mean, is there a way to break people out of this malaise, Fritz?
I believe so. Like the scripture says, the truth shall make you free and you shall be free indeed. You know, the first step is realizing what's happening, the truth, and that truth will set you free. Christ is about liberty. It says in the scriptures that we're in all these things, we're more than conquerors. So people need to take an attitude of faith that they can rise up and they can take responsibility and they can do positive things. You're not sitting back and whining. You're getting up, you're standing up, and you're doing something.
No, exactly. I'm here to get people to realize the power they have. But the big problem is the churches, as you know, the World Council of Churches have been taken over. They tell them, lay down to tyranny. Of course, that's totally unbiblical, and I think that's our biggest problem. Talk about the infiltration of the churches by the Illuminati from your research, Fritz.
Wow. An earlier book that I came out with, Be Wise as Serpents, went denomination by denomination and showed how the leaders, how the churches had been, denominations had been created and how they were being controlled by the system. And, you know, you look at Rockefeller foundations being used to finance a lot of these churches. So these churches, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And then you also have the government coming in and in certain ways regulating these churches that become businesses. Across the board, we just see an apostasy where people have turned their back on the truth and are just going for a warm, fuzzy entertainment. The people can, it's such a vast subject that I can't even get into it, but they're welcome to look at some of my other material that I've written and get the details, because it can be documented how Christendom is just being controlled. Like you say, the World Council of Churches, you look at who has been the heads of the World Council of Churches and who's promoted it.
Yeah, the war on Christmas and Christianity is happening from within. Just Christians notice the stuff that's overt, taking down crosses from without. But if the churches had leaders, they would be standing up and defeating this. They replace Easter with an egg. They replace Christ at Christmas with a demonic super dwarf running around with a Jack Daniels bottle named Santa Claus, which was actually 200 years ago in England. They would rape and rob and burn the city. Look it up, folks. Christmas was banned in England. It was so violent. It was a big devil worship holiday. But again, people don't know this. It's like Freddy Krueger night. Santa Claus is like Freddy Krueger. We'll be right back. Look, it's real simple.
Some folks are born, made to wait to fly.
There are a lot of really wicked, hardcore people who enjoy hurting others. And we just sit here and naively take it. That's why the police, the military, the whole system that I'm told to worship all day by the news, that's propaganda. I don't care who you are individually. The whole thing's illegitimate. I'm done playing games with the facade, okay? I'm done. Got a bunch of crazy devil worshipers running the planet. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I've covered it. I've investigated it. I've broke into it. It's real. And it's crazy. And evil people run the planet because good people won't get up and stop them. And I'm sick of it. Let's go to Sarah in California. You're on the air with Fritz Springmeier. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question about all these disappearances of people lately.
Yeah, I missed part of what you said. It's our phone system or whatever, your phone, but you have a question. Go ahead.
Fritz, I would like your take on all these disappearances of kids and people lately.
Well, I mean, most of them are getting kidnapped by big corporations and flying them overseas to Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Israel, other areas. They got black sites all over the place. These rich people pay high dollar to kill kids and eat them. It's a big part of their religion. Fritz Springmeier, what do they do with the kids they grab?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of them are used for sacrifices. That's one of the uses. Sometimes we have parents that are in a divorce that take a child. So there's also that factor coming into the statistics. We also have runaways, children that have just decided to be independent. So you have a lot of different things happening as far as the total statistics.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the people they grab, the runaways, though, end up getting grabbed by the bigger spiders.
And some of these young teenagers, they don't know what they're getting into. They run away from home and they're grabbed by people and shipped over to some place like Saudi Arabia and turned into sexual slaves. There is white slavery. A lot of really sad things happening. Not a pretty picture. And I spoke with one man who actually stopped. There were some children that had been kidnapped the day before Halloween, and he happened upon a human sacrifice by a satanic coven. He called the police, and the police told him, "You're deputized. You're going to go up there and help us stop this." And they ended up having to, as they approached the coven leader tried to go ahead and sacrifice these two little children, both of them blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and the police actually had to shoot the two coven leaders to prevent the sacrifice of these children.
And that happens all the time, and the police are told, it's come out in the news, but I've been told, they're told, call it a drug rage, and the person was going to hurt children. Every time they catch them, the media does not want it known there's devil worship. Why is that?
Yeah, well, who owns the media? We get, you know, these medias are just one vast monopoly, and from the top down, they kill those stories. Yeah, I've talked to people repeatedly. Like one man, he photographed from a distance a satanic ritual happening, and he gave it to the Kansas. Well, he gave it to the state police.
Stay there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Fritz Springmeier. You know, Fritz, that's a whole other subject. I should get my research team to pull up the hundreds of mainstream media admitted cases where Satanists are sacrificing children, and then it's never even a big news story. You'd think that'd be a big news story. That's sensational, but they keep it quiet. Or when they find a castle full of women tortured to death in France, that happens all the time. It's a minor footnote. Or Tony Blair is going to satanic rituals, or Francois Mitterrand was an admitted Luciferian. I mean, we're run by devil worshipers. And then it all makes sense. You're like, wow, no wonder this is so bad. No wonder this is so crazy. I'm sure you've seen the cases now where they're busting abortuaries, where it turns out they're doing stuff with the kids' bodies too. Well, I mean, no kidding. Who wants to take that job, and who wants to do partial birth abortions, folks? Who wants to kill 9-month-old babies? I mean, you got to be a sicko. Fritz Springmeier, comments on that?
Yeah, I'm just listening and tracking what you're saying and agreeing. To finish my thought, I was talking about a man who, using telephoto lens, had photographed one of these sacrificial rituals. And, you know, a ritual is a murder. It's a crime. So he turned these over to the local police. And the next thing that happened was the Kansas Bureau of Investigation came down, snatched up all the photographs, and they disappeared. Another man was monitoring from a distance a ritual. And guess who was doing the patrolling and the protection and the guarding of the ritual? It was the county sheriff department. So, the wolf is guarding the chicken coop. And then they tell us that these things don't happen. And yet, like you say, they're happening all around us. And yet we're not being allowed to realize the intensity of it all.
All I know is I see people out in some field getting ready to butcher a little kid. It's going to be 50 cal or Lapua time. And I guess I'm a criminal, though, if I would shoot Satan worshipers trying to kill a child. See, in the new America, we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their right to religion to grab a kid off the street or out of a house and kill him. I mean, we're bad people, Fritz, that we would not want to do that.
Yeah, things have been right is wrong and wrong is right. Things have been stood on their head. But that shouldn't keep us from doing what's right, and we one should continue to think on good things and focus on good examples and be the type of person that God would want us to be.
Chris Springmeyer, I agree with you completely. And we don't have time to get to other callers, but I will get to the other calls coming up. But I want to get you back on again to specifically get into the Satanism angle, because all of this is a sacrifice. Even if they're not consciously into the occult, these CPS people drugging the little kids till they die, they enjoy it, they laugh about it. It's all about scum having power. And that's what evil is. It's big groups of weak people getting together to oppress the strong and the weak individually. And it's just people that never get sick of pressing on the nerve of power. It's just all about the raw exercise of power. And there's never enough. And I'm sick of them waging war against innocence, creativity, and everything that's good. And I pledge and swear on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of humankind and everyone that attacks innocence. Because my only desire is to see them strung up by their necks until dead. Bloodlines the Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com. Get it and find out how deep the rabbit hole goes.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lennon LaRouche joins us for the next 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Luke Radowski join us from Chicago, where the international media and even the U.S. media calls it a police state. Welcome NATO to Chicago's police state. And they are locking the city down, taking people to jail for beer-making equipment they bought at the grocery store. It is just a very frightening manifestation. The new Defense Authorization Act reaffirms secret arrest and disappearance of the American people and will repeal, if it finally passes, a 1948 law, the Foreign Relations Authorization Act, updated in 87, that it's illegal for psyops to be conducted in the U.S. with government misinformation campaigns. Oh, they lie professionally. So now they're just going to make legal what's already been going on, $642 billion for indefinite detention and PSYOP operations against us, the people that pay their salaries. And again, no one's more brainwashed than the average troops themselves. They're not bad people. In fact, they're starting to wake up. But we're not in Kansas anymore. Now, Lennon LaRouche joins us to talk about a host of issues. We have Medvedev, he rotated from president to prime minister over in Russia, saying they may have to have nuclear war with the U.S. The Chinese president said that 3 months ago, prepare for war. We've got the West shifting now, saying Al-Qaeda's our friend, attacking Syria and Libya. The new terrorist threat is the American people, and the new military threat is China. And then we have Obama's literary agent for 16 years saying he was born in Kenya. Obviously, Obama is being blackmailed with that info. Lennon LaRouche, who has an incredible private intelligence network, doesn't need any introduction here from my show. We'll give you his websites as well. Lennon LaRouche here on the show with us. Lyndon, so much is happening in the world right now. The impeachment's starting to move forward. Out of that spectrum of issues I threw out at you, what would you like to tackle first?
Well, the point is we're in an interim period, probably, I don't know how many days or weeks, a transition after which I would expect a decision be made on whether the president, the current president, is going to continue to be president. We're in a crisis. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a new president being listed to the roster in terms of the failures of this. But we're in the greatest crisis that of our nation has ever existed, even since the Revolutionary War. And the question is whether we'll survive. I am, of course, committed to doing what is necessary to make this nation survive successfully. But we're in for the next weeks, we are in a very dangerous situation in which no one can certainly tell you what's going to happen. Maybe people can tell you what they should happen, but they're not able to tell you, not even me.
You were on a month or so ago and you said the crisis was going to get worse. It has. We've got the financial meltdowns taking place, the zombie banks. Why is the world accelerating towards conflict and crisis? What has put us on this path?
Well, first of all, we put on this path by a bunch of presidents we had as a sequence of presidents so far, including this one. And the only likelihood that we'll avoid the very worst effect of some kind or another if we don't get this president out of office very soon. Look, you've got a Republican candidate who doesn't wash, and you've got a present president who also is a failure. I think we're going to come to a point of decision, and it's going to come over the issue of the relationship of Russia to the United States. That's where the issue lies. If Obama gets out, now, the thing we have to understand is the Joint Chiefs of Staff and related military concern people have prevented this from becoming a thermonuclear war so far. But as long as we have Obama as president, as long as he remains in the office of president, we cannot be secure. We may get into a thermonuclear war, a full-scale thermonuclear war. It will be started by the United States if Obama is president. So getting Obama out of the presidency now is not an also-ran. It is something that must happen if we're going to have a United States. I'm optimistic that if there are things I won't say now, because that's a little bit inappropriate, but I think that if Obama is removed from office, which he's ripe to do soon, we will get a completely new shuffle. And I think out of a new shuffle, we have a chance of coming out of this ahead.
Now, Carol Quigley's book that came out in the late 60s as an insider, which they wanted to then remove off the shelves, Tragedy and Hope, that I should add, is available at Infowars.com. It basically validates everything you've said about this being a Britannic-centered conspiracy, at least the British system of divide and conquer, divide and rule. Now we learn that, I mean, there's just evidence upon evidence that Obama really is born in Kenya. That would have made him a British subject, a British citizen. I've been trying to really track who he is with all these fake names. From your research, because I know you've been saying this, is that why you've been saying Obama is a British agent?
I know he's a British agent because he's an agent of British interests. I don't care where he was born. He's a British agent. He's following orders from London, the British Empire. And that's the issue. He also is unfit to be president, mentally, morally, otherwise. So therefore, he should be impeached or thrown out of office, whatever. We get him out of office within a few weeks from now, at least.
Well, you've been saying that for a while, and I kind of saw it as wishful thinking, but so I had Jerome Corsi on. He said the word is Obama's in trouble. I had even one of your old colleagues, Webster Tarpley, on saying something similar. We've seen all these Washington Post articles about Obama should step down. There should be a new nominee. Do you think they'll really try something like that?
Well, I think the only way it's going to happen is if the somebody in the United States. Look, go back to the time that the what happened in Libya and things like that. This thing was supposed to go to a full scale war sometime late last months, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen because of certain influences. But mostly it didn't happen because our military leadership and people associated with that leadership have acted to prevent the United States from being engaged in a thermonuclear war with Russia. Russia doesn't want it. Russia is willing to cooperate with the United States on exactly the terms the United States wants, that not Obama. So we can avoid this war. And if we get rid of Obama, we're going to have to take a new president. We don't have one running. Maybe Hillary Clinton would come forward and volunteer again or something.
But does getting rid of Obama do? Send a signal of a change?
No, it actually frees the American people from a dictatorship. People out there are scared. There is an increasing hatred of Obama. There's opposition to Obama increasing. But people are frightened. If they see him going, they are going to suddenly become encouraged. And I think we'll get a presidency that we want if that happens.
Why are they announcing and admitting that they do have re-education camps for political dissidents? Yourself, a former political prisoner of the system. Why are they announcing that, yeah, they're listening to us? It looks like they're trying to intimidate us.
Well, look at Kosinski. He's the associate specialist in dictatorship inside the Obama administration. And if Obama goes, he goes, the program goes. The American people are fed up with this thing, but they're frightened. They're becoming a little less frightened because they're becoming more angry than they are frightened. But I think we're going to reach a point where either we actually go to a thermonuclear war, and that's something we will not survive. No one could survive.
And by the way, you were saying that here 6 months ago. Now the Chinese president, the Russian president, and prime minister are all saying thermonuclear conflagration, using your exact quote, is now on the table. Why are they saying things like that?
Because it's true. We have the negotiations going on. For example, Russia has a whole panoply of these negotiations. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have laid out the policy for the United States in terms of a non-war. These are the important things. We have people in the United States, especially in our professional military and some other people of that type, who have been opposing Obama all the way through. But as long as Obama has the title of President of the United States, their hands are tied if Obama really tries to pull something off. And he's got the British behind him. So therefore, we're holding off, hoping that Obama does not get the chance to declare thermonuclear war globally. And he's getting ready to do so.
And the whole Anglo-American arm, they think they're going to be able to fix things by having a nuclear war with Russia?
No, they're insane. These forces are absolutely insane.
So I'll take it you're not celebrating the Queen's Jubilee.
No, I'm not doing that. What I'm trying to do is do my part, and I have some capabilities. Do my part to encourage those who think as I do in our country, including some of our top military and other people like that, to do what we can to get this guy out of office before it gets us into a thermonuclear war. And to, on that basis, the minute that guy is going out of office, I can guarantee you there will be some shocking things occurring for the good, and they'll happen soon. And there, I'm just fighting on that basis now. That's my job, is part of this job.
If you could be at Bilderberg coming up in Virginia in 2 weeks, when we come back, Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. LaRouchePack.com is one of the main websites we've had up on screen here. I want to ask you, what would you do if you could address the power elite meeting, 130 of them or so? What would you say to these people? Because they are eugenicists, they are crazy people. David Rockefeller doesn't have long for this world, and maybe he wants to go out in a blaze of glory because they are moving missiles in against Russia. They are moving in ships in on China. With this other double game of having China take over our media, it's bizarre.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thinking during the break how a long time ago Lyndon LaRouche wrote, or his outfit put out, Dope Inc., exposing British royalty and their control of much of the narcotics trade. And now that's out in the open. That's why they're going to keep British troops through 2014 in Afghanistan. I was thinking about how they now show our troops growing the opium on the news and say it's good. This whole facade now is see-through. But the system still operates like we don't know, and just counts on apathy. But if you could talk to some of the most powerful people in the world, I know you've advised CIA directors and others, what would you say to Bilderberg? Because I know they pay attention to this show, they pay attention to what you do as well, Mr. LaRouche. What would you say to them with their meeting coming up at Chantilly?
I would say, drop dead, because there is no future for humanity under a Bilderberg tribe. And it is a Bilderberg type of program. That's the word is not understood adequately. But that policy that was laid down by those two monarchies at that time was a scheme for destroying civilization. Now, this scheme has to be destroyed.
See, as usual, you're so historically informed. Explain to people. 1954, Dutch, British royalty set it up to carry out a eugenics world government.
Well, the two monarchies, the Dutch and the British, are products of a system that was created as the New Venetian Party. That's why the two monarchies are there. The British were conquered by the Dutch, by the invasion of England on this case. So the point is, we get rid of that thing and go back to the American system, which is what the rest of the world would really like. I don't get Russia, China, so forth. They would like the American system. And therefore, our job is to get the American system restored and get this British Empire system out. And we can do that if we get enough angry people deciding, like our Joint Chiefs of Staff types who are doing their job, for example, and do our job. And we can rebuild this economy immediately. We can proceed. We can get reforms in place. And we can get large programs which are ready to go. And we can recreate the United States as it once was, and better.
That's right. These people spend all their time, and admit it, suppressing the growth. The oligarchs don't want growth. They're always acting like they want to make things grow, but their real policies are post-industrial.
Yes, we can go with NUWAPA, which is ready to go. That is ready to go as a design process. This will create 4 million jobs of high technology jobs, generally, with 2 million others coming in for places like the old auto industry and other things. We can create, on short notice, under the correct kind of program, like a Roosevelt program, we can create 6 million high-tech jobs, or basically high-tech jobs, in the United States.
Let me ask you this, Lynn LaRouche. Why would $20 billion of our bailout money be used to move General Motors, Cadillac and Volt plants to China? Because on one side, the West is trying to start a war with China, but the other side, henpecking the United States and getting rid of our industry, I guess it's that oligarch mind of just attack everybody? I mean, what is that?
They're out to reduce the world's population, as the British have stated, from the present level of 7 billion people estimated on this planet to 1 at a rapid rate. The intent, you look at when the U.S. industries went over from the United States into China, they didn't do much in production. They took the production capability of the United States and they tried to destroy it. They are destroying our food supplies. We're going to have mass death on this nation come summertime under the present conditions. And those conditions exist in other parts of the world. We now have a lost chance to get rid of this president we have, put him someplace in an insane asylum where he can be protected, no damage come to him. And we can now act to restore our economy, and we must do that. We can do it, and we must do it. But we've got to get this present policy in the last two presidents we've had here have been bad jokes. We've got to get our policy back in function.
Well, I'll say this. The fact that for 16 years his literary agent said he was born in Kenya, that's really hurting him. But I don't see how we get rid of him. We've got the impeachment bill. You and Ron Paul and others are supporting LaRouchePack.com. Lynn LaRouche, thank you so much for spending time with us, and hopefully we can get a new update from you in the next few weeks. Thank you. There goes Lynn LaRouche with the best Skype feed I've ever seen. It's like the guy is, it's like looking through a window at the TV monitor at that guy. I mean, I wish our high def cameras looked that good. That guy's got some amazing tech staff over there. All right, there he goes. We're going to get an update coming up. You know, I hope we can avert this, but I'm telling you, he's right. The people running things are completely insane. They're eugenicists who think killing all of us is a great thing. And that's on record. This is insane. We'll be back. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, blasting out on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave WWCR, and number one on audio streams podcasts, you name it, Infowars.com. And I was up till about 2 in the morning last night doing research. And I just cannot quit working too hard, because then what happens is I'm burnt out once I get on air. And it's actually been a powerful show today. It's just, I just feel like it hasn't been. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do more. I want to impart to people how serious this is. I don't hate the police in Chicago. I'm sad for them, because I know they're hired, put into peer pressure, taught to do what they're told, ignore some crime while prosecuting other. Setting up, I've gone done the research. These four guys, they've charged with terrorism now. Beer making equipment. One of them has a criminal record, getting drunk on tequila and going swimming in the school swimming pool. And they're charging him with terrorism. 12 cars pulled up around Luke Radowski, aimed guns at him, cussed at him. You know, I mean, there's a famous video of the police saying, "We're going to say you're a terrorist if you don't quit protesting Larry Silverstein in Building 7. And he goes, "But I'm not a terrorist." And they go, "We know you're not, but we're going to say you are." I can hate those police, but in the final equation, man, they are really dishonorable, sad, wicked people. They are enemies, enemies of freedom, enemies of everything good. But most of them really think it's okay to set up protesters and to dress up like protesters and commit crimes. They do it all over the world. And I just wonder, because so many police I meet in person are good people. And I know police do good things. So how do they get away with this in cities like Chicago and like Seattle and Denver, where they've been caught dressing up like protesters, beating people up so they can then attack the peaceful protesters? You see what I'm saying here? How are you so dishonorable? And why do you do it? Well, I know why. If you do those type of corrupt things, you get promoted up the chain. And I wanted to get an update from Luke Radowski of We Are Change. They reached in and cut off their live streams. And by the way, when I go to Bilderberg, we're going to have multiple live streams the entire time if they try to set us up. And don't let that intimidate you. I mean, when you just, it's kind of exciting. You know, if a cop walks up, shoots me in the head. I fought tyranny. I died a good person. I died someone for humanity. I died for those children in CPS dungeons being raped by big fat pedophiles right now. And they drug them out of their minds so they can't report on them. You know what? I mean, you got to get to the point of, we're going to peacefully resist these people, and I don't care what you do to me. And I'm not saying that's even going to happen. The point is you got to stop caring about what happens to you. It's that cowardly attitude that has gotten us to this point. And it totally creeps me out to see police all over the world. I saw a G20 a few years ago in England. A guy delivered newspapers every day to this little shop that sold cigarettes and newspapers, you know, little corner convenience store. And and the police wouldn't release the tape, but later it got released to court. And the guy turns around nicely, has his little thing. He goes, "I'm delivering newspapers," a little cart. He said, "I have the proper badge." And they just beat him to death and have fun killing him. And then later said he'd done something. You know, it's like, wow, they're hiring such cowards. Because, you know, I don't say I'm the toughest guy in the world, but I'm not looking for a fight either. I mean, I know how dangerous it is. I'm not looking to get my nose broken and stuff. But if somebody starts a fight with me, once I start, you know, I certainly get into it because they've done something to me. But I'm not like the type who wants to. I've always seen people who'll see like a little guy and they'll want to go beat him up. I remember one time in high school, my girlfriend's brother was like a runt. And I saw like 4 or 5 guys slamming his head into a locker. And I went over and, you know, beat him up. Because it wasn't hard. They were bullies. They were punks. My dad got sued because I punched one of them. The guy's whole nose came off. It was wild. It's like just a black hole in his face with blood shooting out. But that's a side issue. I couldn't imagine why 4 guys would want to be picking on a runt. You know, a runt. There was obviously something wrong with him. He was a lot smaller. He was little. His sister wasn't like that. He was a runt, like a runt of the litter. And to me, it was, I came over and said, "Why don't you pick on somebody?" So one of them punched me, and I went, bam, tore that guy's nose off. And I'm not bragging about how I'm a tough guy. I've been hurt bad as well. The point is, I would never want to attack somebody who didn't have it coming. And the cowardliness of wanting to, in all these police videos I've seen, okay, here's an example. That's why my head spins. We're going to Luke. 2 years ago, I send Rob Dew, Jason Burmish, and what was it, Aaron Dykes or Rob Jacobson? I forget who all I sent. But I sent three guys up there. I know it was Dew was there, and so was Burmese, because Dew got arrested. Oh, yeah, Aaron was there, too. Douglas was there. And they all get up there, and the police are beating up old ladies and releasing police dogs because no one was resisting them. So, and this is in Pittsburgh. So there's famous footage of the two old women come out with grocery bags in their hands out of a shop, and they release a police dog on them. And the old women turn and say, we're going to our cars. This is just in Pittsburgh. And the police just release the dogs on them. Again, total mental illness going on there. And the police were beating up innocent women and people who'd done nothing. And I said, I want you to go talk to the military. Why are they there? This is illegal. So they go to the military and they go, you got to go over here and talk to our commander. Here's the public information officer. He's over here at this building. So the guys pull up and they shot video of this. Military walks over. No, he's not here. He'll call you back. Who are you? They look at Americans like they're trash. It's a fun game. They're told media and American people are your enemy. So the military walks over. Well, why do you want to know? Well, we're just the media. Here's our card. We'd like to, you know, go interview your public information officer. We were told come here. All right, well, we'll call you. Hour later, they're at the hotel in their rooms ordering some, you know, room service, working all day. Cop calls. And I even called on air and talked to the cop, and he admitted it all. And they said, we're coming to arrest you for terrorism. You're planning to blow up the military. And if we wouldn't have had a radio audience and been able to call the Pittsburgh police and all this, they were sending police. They'd gone to the rental car place. They'd found out where they were. They were coming until I found out and called them and had a bunch of listeners call them at an emergency broadcast, internet only, and they backed off. But they were coming and saying, you're terrorist, you're going to prison. He said, you're terrorist, you're going to prison. And we're coming right now. And I called the guy up and I said, are you mentally ill? He goes, what do you mean? Because he sounded like a normal guy. I said, they just pulled up and want to talk to military. That's not bad. But God forbid they have beer-making equipment in the apartment they were staying in. I mean, it's just, it's folks, I've had them try to do this to me. I'm an animal to them. I don't exist. You don't exist. And I want to tell the cops, when you act like that, we have no future. What do you think the bankers are going to do if you're going to enforce a tyranny like this? And by the way, there's going to be a civil war, and you're going to get chewed up in it, which is no enjoyment to me. All right, I'm going to shut up. Luke, amazing video. Well, we can't play it because the cops are cussing so much, but it's up at Infowars.com. It's also on the We Are Change YouTube site. We've had it up, obviously, since it happened yesterday. But tell folks what else you've been witnessing there at NATO, what the London Guardian calls a police state. Welcome, NATO, to Chicago's police state. But it's no matter where NATO goes, who are the big narcotics traffickers, I should add. Everywhere they are, the globalists go, they lock things down. This is global. They're in command. The Guardian's acting like NATO didn't do this. Luke Radowski of We Are Change, founder of We Are Change, what do you make of this?
Alex, there's so much to get into, especially our coverage here. The night we got pulled over earlier in the day, we were at the bail hearings for the NATO 3. The NATO 3 that are facing terrorist charges, we were there. We were the first ones to do a live report outside the courtroom how this was a pure entrapment. The defense clearly stated that undercover agents supplied the explosive devices and instigated the call for violence. We were there reporting on that. A very weird situation occurred when we were live streaming later on in that day, and I have a feeling that we were almost about to be set up. We were staying with somebody because we really can't afford a hotel with one of my friends who is loosely associated with the Occupy Chicago group here, and my friend loosely knew her, and we were staying at her house. We got a phone call that the place we were staying at was being raided, that there was police officers inside. The person couldn't get inside. We broadcasted that message out to everybody on our Twitter, on our Ustream, told everybody this was happening. Later, the same person called us, told us not to tell anybody, not to contact the NOG, not to go there. I sent people there anyway. The place we were staying at, the door was open, the alarm was going off. Our stuff was still there. The person then went missing, wasn't in her apartment, And as we were talking about how weird this situation was, that our place was surrounded by police officers, after we were done live streaming, we just contacted the National Lawyers Guild to get some information.
Getting ready to have you on the news as the terrorist. Instead, they set up these other guys for the beer equipment. Which the media went in and saw the big, I mean, it is a beer equipment, but doesn't matter. You'll probably go to prison for it. Go ahead.
The person we were staying with knew the people who were entrapped with that beer equipment.
Oh, see, there you go. Absolutely. Okay, yeah, they're planning to set you up.
Yeah, I really have that feeling. We have no solid evidence, but everything points to that right now. And as we were talking about in the car, going to that place, how this may be a setup, how we need to live stream everything, 12 police car vehicles, one with DHS, a DHS van also was there. Undercover cops were there. Three white shirt police officers were there, a lieutenant. They pulled us over. Guns were drawn at us. We were screamed at, told to put our hands out the window. I took my cell phone out the window, and I was live streaming the whole
event. Yeah, I saw that. We're going to be doing that at Bilderberg and see you there.
I was very lucky I didn't get shot. But police officers then deleted my footage, deleted that footage of them running up to us with guns, deleted it off my phone, made sure I didn't save. Your stream can't even get the broadcast back up right now. And we were handcuffed. We were questioned. And the weird thing is that the DHS van was there. They started banging our hard drives, our batteries. The police officer that I was talking to was looking me straight in the eyes. And then when I asked him why we're getting pulled over, he said our vehicle matched the description that they were looking for. And as he said that, he looked down and started laughing. He started laughing because our car that we're driving in right now has New Mexico plates. I don't think there's many cars here in Chicago right now.
Look, obviously, it's a giant narcotics trafficking mafia command base. I've seen the footage of these police. They look something right out of a Goodfellas episode. This country is so pathetic. Go ahead.
Alex, this is also important to know. We are changing Milwaukee, who I don't even know. We are changing an idea. Other people grasped the idea and start chapters. I met We Are Changing Milwaukee for the first time on the march that day. But right after they met me, CPD, Chicago Police Department, stopped them. They put them, arrested them, and took them down to a Homeland Security Fusion Center. And then We Are Changing Milwaukee, when they were inside the Fusion Center, they were questioned. How do you know Luke Radowski? What is he wearing? Who is he with? Where is he staying? They're trying to find out details.
Yeah, they want to set you up. These are criminals.
DHS at the Fusion Center was asking by me by name. And then later we found out We Are Changing Minnesota was also pulled over the same style, guns drawn. Pulled over by the CPD. So this is extremely, extremely weird. Later, what we decided to do, we had the live broadcast. We went back to the apartment. We inspected all of our stuff. First, we inspected our vehicle, made sure nothing was planted in the car. We live streamed when we went back to the apartment, and we checked all of our possessions, went through every little thing, made sure nothing was planted on us, and then we left looking for another place to stay. And this was late at night. And then my friends who were listening on the police radio said that the police were looking for us and to find out where our final destination
was. Well, Chicago cops will kill you for fun. They can put soft kill chemicals and things like in the food in the refrigerator that'll kill you 6 months later. They do it all the time. It's just because it makes them feel manly to kill some innocent Americans. I mean, You don't think in America you're just allowed to have cameras and go cover NATO meeting. What do you think? You're in a free country, pal?
We have the best independent journalists with us. We have Timcast, Giraffa, the best independent journalists here who are covering everything. This is a pure form of intimidation, of harassment. We decided to stand tall, not be intimidated, not be afraid, and we came out there tomorrow. We came out there yesterday, and we still continued our work here. Some of our members wanted to go home. Some of our members were freaked out. We Are Changing Milwaukee. As soon as they released, they got out of this town.
If you run today, you'll keep running forever. These are all martial law drills to intimidate everybody not to protest. That's why all over the country, they'll come out to peaceful anti-war rallies and pepper spray babies and laugh on video. Remember that happened?
It's also very important that days before the NATO summit, we were here in Chicago. We were at a press conference with the top cop, the police chief of Chicago, and we asked him, will you use agent provocateurs to instigate violence? Will you dress up your police officers to instigate violence? And the police chief, his answer, it's on our YouTube channel right now, his answer was, what? I never heard that, and he canceled the interview right after I asked that question.
He canceled the press conference.
Mad at me. Yeah, he was doing a press conference. The video's on our YouTube channel, and then we went to the NATO 3 terrorism charges hearing at the court hearing. We were at the press conference of the prosecution, of the police chief, of top Chicago prosecutors, and they wouldn't answer any questions about the undercover agents who entrapped these three young kids who instigated the call for violence. At least that's what the defense is saying right now.
Well, sir, let me just stop you. Let me just stop you for a minute, Luke. I mean, you obviously understand how dangerous and criminal these people are. In Illinois, they've sent state prosecutors down to try to help the counties put people in prison for life for filming and taping police in public. So they would love to put you in a solitary confinement for life. They think you should be killed for the First Amendment. These people are basically like Stalin supporters. I mean, they would have done great in Stalin's system, and they want to kill America. They're so close to getting rid of the Bill of Rights, and you keep exercising it, and they can't stand it. But they've really got to feel good about themselves, because they are the modern scum of the earth.
This is really incredible. I mean, I'm shocked at everything that's going on, but I won't be deterred. I'm not afraid. I'm still here in Chicago. I'm still going to continue my reporting. I hope people, I mean, the only thing keeping me safe right now is people watching on the Ustream, people on Twitter following up everything that's going on. And, you know, we need your help. We need your eyes and ears, because in the info world, we're under attack right now. Homeland Security is targeting, we are change members. I mean, We Are Change is just an idea of being the change you want to see in this world. And we do it through journalism. We do it through...
It's because you are good that they're saying you're bad. Look, Aaron Dyke's girlfriend, who was coming in to see him from Germany, they knew who she was, and they said, "You work for Alex Jones and Ron Paul." And she said, "No, I date somebody that works for him. I'm just coming here to, you know, visit him." And they kicked her out of the country, and they were screaming at her saying, "You hate my country because you like Alex Jones." And she said it was somebody, you know, she couldn't even understand the lady's English. But you know, the point is, Luke, that's what's going on. We're going to be here backing you up. You got my cell phone number. We're watching everything you're doing. We're posting your videos at InfoWars.com, Luke. And I'm going to see you at Bilderberg, right? You're coming to Bilderberg?
I'm going to be live streaming at Bilderberg. We need your eyes and ears. Please support us.
Absolutely, Luke. Well, we're going to see you there then. Bilderberg, 2 weeks from now. All right, we'll be right back.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Al from Ministry just let us know that he liked my rendition of Lies the other day, my little impromptu. You know, there are so many good people out there that are awake. I'm sad about this. I mean, I know where this is going to go. And it makes me so sad to see this country being run into the ground. I mean, I really love America. There's so many good people. This is such a great country. But we have to realize just how pathetic we are. I mean, for over 10 years, I stopped working out, ate like a pig, gained like 70 pounds. I've only lost 40-something. I had to realize that I was pathetic. And I still haven't gone all the way I should, and I'm still pathetic. To really be able to reverse things, you've got to humble yourself. And I know under peer pressure, these police do a lot of bad things, but man, it is bad on your soul, on your life, to set up innocent people. Now, I don't think that's going to be happening at Bilderberg, because they don't want to give it attention. All these G20 NATO meetings, it's always about getting a local police force under federal control to do horrible things. It's a psychological test. We've confirmed this. I'm probably the leading expert on it, because I've been obsessed with the police state for 17 years, and I've watched it unfold. And why would you release dogs on old ladies coming out of a store and then go, "Well, we got to find somebody who's out on the daytime, nighttime curfew. Let's go to the university 5-6 miles away and attack them." Why? I mean, as a man, you want to chase a girl on a bike and hit her in the head with a billy club and split her head open? Because that's what men do. That's manly. That's tough. I mean, what do you expect? We've had 50 million abortions in this country, 50 plus million. I mean, look at this article Paul Watson did. There's a lot of big breaking news at Infowars.com right now. AMC buyout, part of Chinese takeover of media. And the Chinese government says in USA Today that we quote, this is part of the soft power cultural influence. It's not about the Chinese people. It's about the biggest communist state in the world that kills political dissidents and sells their organs. And the Red Dawn movie got pulled because it criticized China. They can't even release a movie now where it shows the communist Chinese invading because they have invaded through the media. And our big companies, big NSA companies like Google and others, and Yahoo, Microsoft, they're all helping build the control system over there. It's such treason. This is an important article. This needs to get out to, you know, Michael Savage and Drudge and Rush Limbaugh and people, because nobody's talking about this. I mean, it's not kosher now to criticize China in any way. People are like, well, wait, I thought you said the West wants to have a war with them. It's a bunch of weird special interest. Our government's bad. The Chinese government's bad, too. It's not like, hey, let's not attack Iran, so I'm saying the Iranian government's good. Our government's bad, so's their government. It's not, well, you know, if Hugo Chavez is bad, I must be saying the West is good. No, he's bad too. People, it's more sophisticated than the mainstream media puts it out. Nightly news is going to be powerful tonight, jam-packed. Now, there's a lot of news I didn't get to, but I covered most of it here in this hour. I didn't get into this properly, and this should probably be our top story tomorrow. It is so big that members of Congress are trying to battle it, but they haven't been able to defeat it. And Smith and Amish, amendment rejected, indefinite detention still the law. That's New American. And they're announcing that the CIA is engaging in PSYOPs domestically. It's illegal, but so what? It's all about lawlessness.